The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 16th Chapter, text number 20, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on July 10th, 1974, in Los Angeles.
I have lost my three legs and am now standing on one leg only. Are you lamenting for my state of existence? Or are you in great anxiety because henceforward the unlawful mediators will exploit you? Or are you in sorry plight because the demigods are now bereft of their share of sacrificial offerings because no sacrifices are being performed at present? Or are you grieving for the living beings because of their sufferings due to famine and drought?
These are the symptoms of this Kali Yuga. The first thing is that I have lost my three legs, now standing on one leg only. At the present moment in the Kali Yuga, practically there is no religion. So the bull is representative of religious ceremony. So he is saying that now I have lost my three legs. I am standing only one leg. So in the Satya Yuga, people were very religious. Full. Four parts full. In the Dwapara Yuga, then one part was missing, only three parts. Then Trita Yuga, Satya Trita, then Dwapara. In the Kali Yuga, the one part of religiosity, that is also diminishing. This is one of the symptoms. And another symptom, or are you in great anxiety because henceforward the unlawful meat eaters will exploit you? The unlawful meat eaters, they will eat cows and bulls. This is predicted in this verse. The Srimad Bhagavatam was written 5,000 years ago. So, at that time, the prediction is there that in the Kali Yuga, the meat eaters will be unlawful and they will specially eat cows and bulls. So what is the unlawful and lawful? Lawful means, so those who eat meat under the religious regulation. Just like lawful sex. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said, dharma avuruddha kamasmi. Sex life, which is not illicit according to the regulative principle of Vedic literature, that kind of sex life, Krishna says, I am that. That means, that is pious, that is not sinful. Illicit sex life is sinful. But, marriage, that is also one of the functions of religiosity. It's like we perform marriage ceremony under fire sacrifice, mantra. So that is legalized. Similarly, meat eating also, first of all, the first class man, second class man, and third class man means the Brahmana, Kshatriya and Vaishya, they were not interested in meat eating. Only the fourth class man and fifth class man, they were allowed, or they were eating meat. Nobody is allowed But the first class, second class men, they have got sense, they voluntarily give up. But the third class, fourth class, fifth class men, they do not. Up to fourth class, they also abide. From the fifth class men, they are called panchama, they are very irregular. They don't care for any rules and regulations or any shastric scripture. They do whatever they like. Fifth class. So, what is legal meat eating? Legal meat eating is that you sacrifice one animal before the goddess deity, goddess Kali, and there are so many rules and regulations under regulative principle, one was allowed to eat meat. Not that maintain big slaughterhouse and purchase from the butcher's shop and eat meat. This is illegal. Now, sometimes in the Christian they say the Lord Jesus Christ sometimes ate fish. You know that? But might have done so. One thing is, Christ is powerful under certain circumstances. Even if he had eaten some fish, that is not fault for him. Tejasang na dosaya. The Shastra says, those who are very powerful, if they sometimes do something which is prohibited for common man, that is special case. But even if you accept that Christ ate fish, therefore we shall eat meat and maintain big slaughterhouse, although in the Bible it is clearly said, thou shalt not kill. This is not Christianity. This is against violating the rules and regulations of Christianity. Actually, one should not kill, but under some pressure or under certain condition, if it is needed, that is another thing. But generally, one should not kill. So here it is mentioned that, or are you in great anxiety because henceforward means from that time the Kali Yuga has begun. Since these four principles of unlawful activities, illicit sex, meat eating, gambling and intoxication is freely allowed, that is Kali Yuga. So, in this age, in this Kali Yuga, it is very, very difficult for persons who are interested in self-realization to remain free from sinful activities. It is very, very difficult. Maya, or the influence of nature, in this age especially, it is very, very strong. And majority of people, therefore, addicted to this sinful life, illicit sex, meat eating, gambling and intoxication. But those who are interested in the matter of self-realization, they should voluntarily give up these sinful activities. Then their sacrifices will be stopped. Demigods, they will not give their share. This is another. Formerly, people used to offer big sacrifices. Tons of grains, tons of ghee was being offered in this fire sacrifice, and there was no want. There is no want. If you perform rituals according to the Vedic system, there will be no want. Just like taxpayer, if they avoid tax paying, then they, this is a crude example, that the government will have no money to manage the state very nicely. One should not avoid tax paying. Similarly, as it is enjoined in the Vedic literature, yajna-shishtasino santam ucchanti sarva-krimas. Yajnyarthi karmanyatra lokayam karma-bandhana. Everyone is working very hard. That is called karma-jivan, karmis. Karmis, jnanis, yogis and bhaktas. There are four classes of men. Karmis means those who are working day and night very hard for getting some material benefit so that he can enjoy sense pleasure. These are called karmis. The karmis also, not only they want to enjoy in this life, next life also they want to go to the heavenly planet. Just like this morning we are talking, the dead body in Egypt and some other places, they keep the body, so that body will go to the heavenly planet and he will enjoy. But clearly, it is the bodily concept of life. A sane man will see that the body is lying there. Well, when he has gone to the heavenly planet, if he accepts that the body is there, then something has gone to the heavenly planet, then you will have to accept soul. Otherwise, how you can say that he has gone to heaven? No. If you mean he means this body, the body is in the coffin, so how it has gone to heaven? Then you have to accept that the living entity who was within the body, he has gone to heaven. That is reasonable. So that means you have to accept next part. So if you think that he has gone to him, then he may go to hell also. Because the soul is departed from the body, now according to his karma, that is right philosophy. That is basic philosophy. Krishna says, dehantara prapti, tatha dehantara prapti. You have to change this body, as you have changed already several times. Similarly, after death, you will also get another body. So this is a fact. The soul is there, and soul is changing the body, and therefore the question of hell and heaven or something else may come. This is same. Not that the body is going to be heaven. No, this is foolishness. Anyone can, any man with common sense can understand where the body has gone. It is rotting here. So, yajna is required. Human life is meant for performing yajna. Karma, yajna karma samud bhavam. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is clearly said, karma, karma means activity. There must be activity. It is not that because we are interested in self-realization, in the elevation of the soul to the spiritual world, that does not mean we shall be idle and lazy. No. You cannot be idle and lazy, because if you become idle and lazy, you cannot even maintain your body. That is advised in Bhagavad Gita. You have to become busy and active. That is required. If you want to go to heaven, then also you have to become busy and active. If you want to go back to home, back to garden, that also will require your business and activity. And if you want to remain here in this material world, that also requires. Activity you cannot stop, but we have to consider the quality of activity. Quality of activity is bhakti. You have to work. You cannot remain inactive or lazy. You have to work. So, Krishna advises in the Bhagavad Gita, to work for me. That is intelligence. Jat karosi, jat juhosi, jat asnasi, jat tapasasi, kurushatad madarpanam. This is life. Jat karosi, whatever you do, everyone has to do something. Krishna says, yes, you have to work, but work for me. That's why Arjuna was advised. He is a military man. He is to fight. His occupation is, when there is danger, he must fight. It's a Kshatriya. Kshatriya's business is that. So Arjuna was advised that you fight for me, not for your sense gadgets. That kind of fight and war is not allowed. Only for the satisfaction of the Supreme Lord you can fight. So any field of activities, if we act for Krishna, that is called yajna. Yajna means to act for the satisfaction of the Supreme Personality of God, or the Supreme Authority. It's like a good citizen. A good citizen means who is acting exactly to the regulatory laws. He is good citizen. Even an ordinary driving car, if you exactly follow the rules and regulations of traffic transactions, if you stop when there is red light, if you start when there is green light, you don't go to the left, if you follow these rules and regulations, then there is no question of your being a criminal. But as soon as you do not follow, immediately you are a criminal. You will get a ticket. Therefore, the regulative life means that is religious life. When you execute your occupational duty just according to the law, there are state laws and there are divine laws also. So actually we should perform the divine law. State law is subordinate. That is legal, otherwise illegal. But unfortunately, the whole state at the present moment, they are also illegal. Therefore, what about the citizens? They are also illegal. And because both of them illegal, this illegal, illegitimate acts are being done, so many slaughterhouses are maintained, and people are eating meat illegally and becoming subjected to the sinful life. That is warned here. So, read the purport.
With the progress of the age of Kali, four things particularly, namely, duration of life, mercy, the power of recollection, and moral or religious principles will gradually diminish.
This is the symptom of Kali Yuga. You have got all practical experience. I mean, when I first came in New York, one boy, Nelson, he told me that here, even in your front, somebody is being killed, nobody will take care. I was surprised. How is that? Is it a fact? You say yes?
Yes.
Oh, let's see. So that is predicted. That moral or religious principle will gradually diminish. With the progress of this age, only four things particularly, namely, duration of life. Duration of life, everyone knows, the actually standard of duration of life in this age is 100 years. I know who is living 100 years, gradually, decreasing. And it will decrease so much, as I have several times said, that when at the end of Kali Yuga or in the middle of Kali Yuga, the duration of life will be 20 to 30 years. Now it is 60, 70 or 50 or it is going on, but gradually it will diminish. That is stated here. And the memory also reduced. Formerly people were so sharp in memory that once heard from the spiritual master, he will remember, he will not forget. There was no need of books. Book is required because our memory is now, the power of recollection is very poor. It's like one who cannot memorize, he has to take note down. Formerly, 5,000 years ago, there was no need of books. The students will go to the spiritual master, teacher, and therefore it is called Shruti. The Vedic language is called Shruti. Shruti means hearing. It is not reading. Simply, pious students will hear from the right source, evam parampara praptam, evam rajasaya vidu. Simply by hearing, they will understand everything. They will never forget. But in the Kali Yuga, it is not possible. Therefore, Vyasadeva, the whole Vedic understanding, knowledge, he recorded into books. Otherwise, before that, there was no need of books. The power of recollection will diminish. Mercy will reduce. Even in our front, somebody is killed, nobody will try to help him. What to speak of others when it's difficulty? Or there are so many, people should cooperate. There was a very good example of our Krishna conscious man in Melbourne. Yeah, that was published. There was a fire in one building and they were, stranded, they were crying. So our girls went there and saved them. Nobody came. Therefore, it is said, jashasti bhakti bhagavati akinchana sarvai gunai tattra samasati sura. If one is God conscious, Krishna conscious, then other material good qualities will automatically develop. These girls in our Melbourne temple, they were not asked by me or the other president to go and save them, but out of their goodwill, they went and saved them. Some of the girls jumped from three story and they captured in this, what is called, canopy. So it was published and very much appreciated by the public. So the idea is that one cannot be merciful unless he is a devotee. The so-called mercifulness showed by the philanthropists, humanitarians, that is all false. They are humanitarian, but they maintain slaughterhouse. What is this humanitarian? It does not appeal to you that animals are being killed. So the real fact is that without becoming a devotee of Krishna or God, nobody can be qualified with good attributes. It is not possible. Therefore, Shastra says that make people devotee, then automatically all the good qualities will come in. Next.
Since Dharma, or the principles of religion, would be lost in the proportion of 3 out of 4, the symbolic bull was standing on one leg only. When 3/4 of the population of the whole world become irreligious, the situation is converted into hell for the animals. In the age of Kali, godless civilizations will create so many so-called religious societies in which the personality of Godhead will be directly or indirectly defined. And thus, basic societies of man will make the world uninhabitable for the standard section of people. There are gradations of human beings in terms of the proportion of faith in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The first class faithful men are the Vaishnavas and the Brahmanas, then the Kshatriyas, then the Vaishyas, then the Shudras, then the Malechas, the Dravanas, and at last the Chandalas. The degradation of human instinct begins from the Malechas, and the Chandala state of life is the last word in human degradation. All the above terms mentioned in the Vedic literatures are never meant for any particular community or bird. They are different qualifications of human beings in general. There is no question of birthright or community. One can acquire respective qualifications by one's own efforts, and thus the son of a Vaishnava can become a Malecha, or the son of a Chandala can become more than a Brahmana, all in terms of their association and intimate relation with the Supreme Lord.
Yes. So, if we qualify ourselves as Vaishnava and devotee, then all other good qualities will automatically manifest in the body. That is the purpose of the Krishna consciousness movement, that you accept this movement. For example, there are many examples. This is also one practical example. In your state, the government has spent millions and millions of dollars to stop the intoxication habit, but it was failure. But as soon as the same person comes to Krishna consciousness camp, he immediately gives up. This is practical. And there cannot be any comparison of the qualities of our students with any religious institution or any school, college, you cannot have, because they are devotee. As soon as you become devotee, all good qualities. Therefore, if the government takes this movement seriously, they make everyone a devotee, then everything will be solved. There will be no need of criminal court or jail, or everything will be finished. What is called, liquor house, and slaughter house, and manufacturing cigarette, and advertising them to sides of the road. Although it is written there, it is dangerous, but still it is highly advertised and people smoke. These contradiction things are going on account of godlessness. Thank you very much.